Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, the high-level conference that is taking place now actually should be to celebrate the success of the leaders of the state and the government eradicating hunger and poverty in the world. This because the head of the state have given their commitment during the World Food Summit in 1996 to eradicate the hunger by half in 2015. At the moment, however, the world sees thousands of peasants committing suicide because they are bankrupt and cannot pay back their loans. The world sees people suffering from hunger everywhere and children who are malnourished. The world sees ordinary people who have to queue in line under the sun with a coupon in their hand, waiting for the food aid. In the same place, this queue have made turn into the food riot. This is the result of the policy that you are responsible for. These are the result of the liberalization of the food and agriculture markets, in which WTO, World Bank, and free trade agreement has promoted. Policy which forced farmers to produce for export and push the government to import basic foodstuff. The industrial model of agriculture has brought agriculture under the control of the transnational agribusiness corporation, many who have benefited enormously from the current crisis, some doubling their profit in the first quarter. This is a failure of the people's right to the food. This is a failure of the people's right to the livelihood. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2002, I was standing in the same place in the front of you during the FAO World Food Summit 5 years later. In 2002, I tore the paper I held in my hand and I ate it. I ate because at the time, we didn't believe that the policy FAO would eradicate the hunger. I eat it because we know that the people of the world would be left with the only paper, and it is because the wrong orientation policy which would feed them. Ladies and gentlemen, I represent millions of peasants and small farmers, members of Pia Campesina around the world in more than 50 countries. I'm here again in the same building with delegates representing the countries of the world, demanding the same things I demand in 2002. The policy you prescribed in 1990 have pilot. There are more people in the world suffering from hunger and poverty now than in 1996. We don't want to see same mistakes made again. Our solution to solve the food crisis is to put the control of food production into the hand of the small farmers. As you are all aware, small farmers are those who produce the food, but they are also a consumer of the food. We cannot put the control of food into the hands of the agribusiness corporations. We have to let farmers feed their own families, their own local communities, and produce for their domestic market. This is what food sovereignty means. This is what we demand. We want FAO and government to rebuild national food economies, set up national policy to protect and support peasant and smallholder food production for domestic market. You have to stop the liberalization of the agricultural market and undergoing destruction of peasant-based food production. You have to stop corporate-driven production of agropool which draw millions of peasants into poverty. Pia Campesina have been struggling for agrarian reform and land reform for long time. And in this time, the FAO should continue their commitment made in 2006 at the International Conference on agrarian reform and rural development, FAO has also supported integrated pest management, which does not make farmers dependent on chemical produced by transnational company. Sustainable business-based agriculture is the answer to climate crisis. It is an efficient model of agriculture which does not need to pull and the energy demand by industrial agriculture. It will cool down the earth. We should be ashamed and filled with guilt because we could not eradicate the hunger. Instead of eradicate the hunger, we have increased the number of hunger in the world. Therefore, today, we should evaluate the policy have been implemented. You have to admit you were wrong. The proof is the empty stomach of millions of the people. Last, we need solidarity to relieve the hunger. And we believe through the food sovereignty to eradicate the hunger we can solve. Thank you very much.